Hello and welcome back to the RE Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today we're doing ways to romanticize the warmer weather. Depending on where you guys live, I live somewhere with the four seasons. It's getting warm out. We're enjoying the weather right now. So it's been fun. We're getting out to the pool. We're doing all the fun things, going to the beach very soon. So we wanted to compile a list of activities that we all can be doing as this warmer weather approaches.
And if you're not in somewhere that has four seasons like myself, where it's always warm, it's actually helpful for me to have some of these, like, okay, it's spring and summer now, because otherwise the whole year can kind of start to blur together. So I felt like this was a good practice for me to be like, okay, what are some things that I can only do in this time of year, you know, maybe from like May to August, that I can really capitalize on now and add some value to my life. So no matter what type of climate you live in, I feel like there's some fun activities and experiences in this episode that you can apply to your own life.
Absolutely. Well, as always, we're going to catch up really quick. So any updates with you?
Well, when we recorded last Friday, I had just taken Clay to the airport. Unfortunately, he had a family emergency, so he had to book a flight that morning and get back to Omaha. So I had the whole week to myself here, and it was nice. It was good. I felt like I had a lot of free time and still wanted to do some of the things that Clay and I normally do. So this is kind of my peak, but I guess I'll come up with another peak. Clay loves this place called Nemanio. It's a bakery. And I had gone once before he moved down here. And I went at like the end of the day and I just got a pastry. And it was okay, but it wasn't very busy in there. And I was like, I don't need to come back here or whatever. It was cute, but no big deal. And then he had been loving it. And I hadn't gone with him a couple times because I was like, I didn't really like it. And finally, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was like, come with me. Like, give it a second chance. This place is so good. And like, order off their menu and get some actual food. And oh my God, I think I've been 15 times in the last like 2 or 3 weeks since going now. I literally had it for breakfast and lunch today. It is so good. But also, they've really been expanding because originally they only had one location. And I think that they were really too busy to keep up with like quality at that one location, because they also deliver a lot of their bakery items to like so many places in town. So I feel like they were trying to be like bakery and restaurant and were just spread too thin, because now they have four locations and they're just crushing it. But I love this because like for breakfast, I went to one location, and then for lunch, I went to a different one because I'm like, this is embarrassing. Like, we're going back to the same place literally every day. And that's just kind of how I am with food. Like, I get really hyper fixated on a place. The cafe restaurant that I really loved before this hyperfixation, I was also going every day, like for months, maybe not every day, but like 4 or 5 times a week for some meal at some point. And the staff would literally be like, bye, see you tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, I like live here. They all know Peach's name. They're like, same thing. I'm like, yep. But now I have a new hyperfixation and it's so good. And one of the locations is by this big open park. So that's the one I usually go to in the morning. And I've religiously done the same routine for like 10 days in a row now, and it's feeling so good. Getting up and immediately going for a walk with Peaches. And so I either get like a tea or a matcha or some baked good from there and like walk around this park and get like 2 miles in. And it has been starting my day like with such optimism and excitement. And I didn't do that when I was drinking black coffee, because I would always make my black coffee at home. But now that I don't have something to tie me to the kitchen, I guess, right away in the morning, I'm like, okay, I wake up and I'm out the door within like 10 minutes. And I've never been that way. I actually think it's so good for me because I've had way more energy, to whereas before I feel like starting my day slow, then I kind of had a harder time getting amped up for the day, if that makes sense.
Yeah, harder to transition from the slow into go, go, go.
Yeah, and that's why I could never be like a morning workout person before, because it felt like so hard to like get myself motivated to do that versus just ripping the band-aid and doing it right away. And so, yeah, I'm kind of out of breath right now because I was at lunch and then mopeding back here. And on the way home, I realized I wasn't wearing my helmet. And I was like, fuck. And the other time this happened, it's because we were about to record and I was like thinking about what we were saying or going to say on the podcast. And I like looked up and I saw my friend because I recognized her red moped and her red helmet. And I was like, wait, I don't have my helmet. So I like pulled over, and that's why I'm kind of breathy, because oh my God, it's not good if you get pulled over without a helmet. Like last time I had to pay all this money and they're like threatening you and it takes a whole long time. And I was moving too quick.
And it was just at home. You didn't leave it at the cafe.
No, yeah, because in the moped, you like keep it in the seat
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's really easy to just like put the keys in and get on and then go instead of like putting the keys in that like unlocks the seat, grab it out and then sit on it. Clay's also struggled with it, like because he hasn't been a moped rider, driver for before. Like he always had a car. And there's been so many times where we like go to get on and I'm like, helmet. And he's like, like it's so hard to remember.
Yeah, it's easy to forget. Well, then you just paused and got it and it was all good.
Yeah, I like whipped over on the side of the road like so fast because last time I forgot, this was actually kind of recent. I got to my destination as I remembered. And then like 10 seconds later, I don't know where they came from, but the police like came out of nowhere after I had already even got to the place. And then they still haggled me and like searched my bag. And I was like, oh my God, are they like hiding out somewhere? Even though I had it on, I was like, are they going to wait till I get home and then be like, we saw you?
Well, I'm glad that didn't happen. Any Same. Other updates?
Work-wise, at the shop, I onboarded 3 new vendors for May. That was the most I've ever onboarded at one time. And it was kind of a lot, but it'll be really good to have more people for the busy season. And I was like, you know what? If we're adding 3 new vendors, I might as well just do all this other stuff so that at the same time, it can like roll out together. So I'm changing our hours, which has needed to be done for a while, but it was kind of a project because all the staff had signed up for all of May and all of June. So I kind of caused a clusterfuck to everyone because I was like, sorry, we're changing the hours. So if you were signed up for this day, maybe you can't work anymore because it shifted. Because we were open 11 to 5 and I just analyzed the hourly transactions and we were like hardly ever busy from 11 to noon. But then at the end of the day, like the last hour, we always had so many people. So I'm like, okay, I think noon to 6 is better. But on Saturday mornings, we're always really busy right at the beginning. So I think we need to open at 10 a.m. And Sunday, we used to close early. But Sunday is like actually such a retail shopping day because people have more free time. And I was trying to always have less hours on Sunday to give our staff a break. But it's like, kind of need to capitalize. So I guess there was just a lot of behind the scenes stuff with the shop this week that I was like, all right, new employee onboarding manual, new operations manual, new processes, new hours, because might as well just do it all at once. So it's nice when things like that happen that force you just to get something done. If it's been on your to-do list, it's like, all right, fuck, fine. Let's do it.
Okay, great.
And how about you? How's your week?
It's good. It's been busy. Leaving very soon. So when this comes out, we'll be on Connor's 30th birthday trip. We're going to London, which is going to be so fun. We're going with him, his brother, and then his brother's wife, so sister-in-law, and then Connor's mom, and then Connor's uncle. So it's going to be 6 of us. And we're doing a big soccer football trip. We're going to 2 football games, Saturday and Sunday. And then we'll do some other things around that. So going shopping, going out to eat, exploring London, maybe hit some museums. But overall, it's going to be mostly about the football, which is why Connor wanted to do that for his 30th birthday. He loves soccer. And it's going to be such a blast. Like, I'm excited to give the updates when we get back. But we have like amazing tickets for the games. We're staying in a beautiful part of London. And I just I can't believe it's already here.
I know. And then the fact that you dropped this on all of us so last minute, like, oh, I'm just going to London in a few weeks and boom, it's already here. Have you been before?
Yeah, I haven't been since 2012. So it's been a long time. So, and I think this time will be less touristy. That time we were definitely hitting the touristy spots, Big Ben. That time it was the Olympics too. So we were walking by the Olympic villages and all the Olympic setups and lots of museums and stuff because that was with like a EF Tours trip. So we had our bright orange and navy backpacks, 50 of us going all over London and other parts of England and stuff. But I am excited for it to be more of an adult, casual, seeing some less touristy things kind of trip.
Yeah, because when you're young or if it's your very first time to Europe, you're like taking in so much at once. And now you've been to Europe so many times, so you can really lean into like the normal day-to-day stuff instead of having to check off like touristy things.
Yeah, and I think the first day we'll definitely still go see all those sites because I'm the only one that's been. And I know Connor's mom has never been to Europe. I don't know. Actually, no. Corey and Kelly, they've been to Europe. But for some people, it's their first time going over to London as well. So we'll definitely hit the touristy stuff. But I think as a group, we're kind of down for, we like going out to restaurants and shopping. I think collectively, it's not as much of a, and you know, with the theme kind of being the soccer games and that being the big reason that we're going there, it'll be less run and go and see, like check things off a list, which will be really fun. And sadly, Margot got picked up already. So we have a whole another day until we leave. But Connor's dad is watching her. And lucky for us, he enjoys having her. So he picked her up today. But I'm just like, oh my God, it's so empty here without her. I'm like, I see the mailman pulling up and there's no barking. I see people walking by with like these dogs that she always barks at. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's crickets. So that's been kind of sad. I'm like, oh my gosh, this house feels so empty without her.
I know. They become such a part of us. I'm leaving this Friday. So I guess I'll already have left by the time this episode comes out to go back to Omaha to tend to the family emergency that Clay's back for. And I was going to take Peaches, but I decided to leave her and my assistant's going to watch her. And even this morning we were like on a walk and I was like, I love you so much. Like I just stare at her and I'm like, how am I going to have 7 days without you? Which is like so dramatic. But
no, it's literally our children.
I know.
I feel like it's once I'm there, sadly, it's much easier. I feel like I mean, you're enjoying really fun, unique experiences. So then it kind of you think about it less, but just me being in my house where she always is, I'm like, this is so weird that she's not here right now. That's what's extra freaky about it.
100%. And you're used to them like being underneath you and around you. Yeah. Because even my assistant will say, she was like, now at my own house, because usually she comes to our house like 5 days a week. She's like, at my own place, I like sometimes think Peaches is like underneath me. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, she's not. And she's like, then I get sad.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's just a box. Or it's just a sweatshirt. That's not my dog. Yeah. No, it'll be fun when we get her back in a week. But then last update, had book club last night and we read The Boyfriend by Freida McFadden. She's a very popular author. She wrote The Housemaid, which is coming out as a movie very soon with Amanda Seyfried and another big actress, I can't remember who else, but that was a really good book. And so I was really excited for this one and I'm giving it a 3 out of 5 stars. It was good, but it drug on a little bit. And it was so funny because all the reviews on TikTok, every video I saw was like hyping up this book, how amazing it was. And me and my other friend Emma were like laughing because we're like, we did not get the hype. Like it was just a drug on for us. And then our other friend like loved it so much. So we were like, sorry, Haley, I know you loved this book, but it just wasn't for us. So if anyone else has read it, let me know what you think. It was a thriller, but some thrillers just, I don't know, compared to her other one that's like this big, massive success and like this big movie, I'm like, it's just, it wasn't up to par.
And then I see in your notes the TikTok trend with Connor. Just want to hear about it. Can you tell me? Because I don't know.
I know.
What
I'm like, this is definitely like a Patreon story, but you guys are getting it here. Because I'm like, we're not recording the Patreon for a whole nother month because we just put out one. This was so
Which,
bad.
Quick side note, if you guys want a lot of juicy, gossipy stories
like this one,
we put a lot into the Patreon for May. There's some silly, ridiculous stories.
Oh my God, the May Patreon went crazy. We went on this crazy side tangent. I'm still like shocked at how we got to that point, but it's very juicy, very good. But here's kind of a taste. I won't even say all of the details, but okay. So that trend that's like you go on someone's Facebook page and you find someone from their past that they haven't heard the name in years and you say like, I'm so hungry, I could eat Tom Smith or whoever it is. Like, and then they're like, what? I haven't heard that name in so long. And have you seen these videos? Like they're funny, right?
Yes. I was hoping that that's the TikTok trend you were going to be talking about because there's been some that have had me cackling.
Yes. Okay. Same. So I'm like, this is so funny. I'm going to find one. And so I'm laying in bed looking at his Facebook page and Connor out of nowhere comes next to me and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, ah! I like scream. I was like, don't look. And he's like, are you on my Facebook page? I'm like, get away. I like run to the other room and he's like chasing me and he's like, what are you doing? You're being such a freak right now. And I'm like, leave me alone. And he's like, you're being so weird. He's like, I swear I saw my Facebook page. I'm like, whatever, stop bothering me. So then I like 10 minutes later, I go back into the room and I'm like filling myself because I found somebody. I'm like, okay, I found someone with like one mutual friend, found all the way, like scroll all through his friends and found like someone on like the first page. And I was like, I'm so hungry. I could eat Tom Smith, whoever it was. I'm not going to say this person's name. Connor literally gets like white. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? And he goes, Kara, that person died. It was a person from his high school that died.
I've seen multiple like that. There was one of this guy that he was like, you mean my best friend from eighth grade that drowned in the river rafting accident?
That was a comedian. That one's a skit because I've gotten that sent to me 5 times from everyone that I've told the story to. And I'm like, yeah, that one's fake. Mine was at least real. But like that one, yes, that one went viral and it was so funny. But literally every single person I've told that to has sent me that TikTok now. And I'm like, his page is literally skits. And I'm like, guys, that one's not even real.
Never click on their page.
Real trauma. I'm like, oh my God, poor Connor. I'm like bringing up this person. He's like, yeah. I'm like, and if it was the Patreon, I would tell the whole story because it's even worse. And I'm like, wow, I really brought the mood down with that one. Rest in peace to that person.
Didn't post it, right?
No, not post it. I'm like, hell no. I'm like, it was so bad. Even talking about it, I feel so bad. I'm like, oh, I'm like the one person. There were so many other people I could have picked. I'm like, let me just pick this person. And he's like, yeah, it was really sad. And like, this happened. I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
Well, you know what we can learn from this? If anyone else is thinking of doing this trend on someone, you can click on their page and see if they're still alive.
Yeah, but there was like no indicator. There was literally, because no one posts on, it was like happened 3 years ago. So the posts were like pretty recent. I haven't posted on my Facebook page probably since 2018. Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you and Connor.
Just so funny. Like just the irony. I'm like, of course I pick the one person that it just happened. So yeah. Should we do peaks of the week on that note?
Yes. My peak of the week will be today. It is Day of the Kids here in, I think, all of Mexico. I don't think this is just a Tulum thing. And I'm volunteering at a church to do the arts and crafts and play games and set up the bounce house for the kids. And I don't know why I'm so excited. My friend who hosts Tulum Dinner Club, she's always very involved in all these things around town. So she asked me to help her with it. And I was like, yeah, of course. Sounds fun. I was like, my Spanish is not that great, but I will do my best. And even this morning when I was at the little bakery place, I forgot it was Day of the Kids or that this wasn't just for the event that I was volunteering at, but they had like balloons everywhere and they were giving balloons like to all the kids and their parents were smiling with them and it was just like happy and they had like blow ups and I was like, wow, this is like so sweet. And then I was sitting in a park and there was just all of these families out there and it was very wholesome. So even though I don't have kids, just the vibe of town today has been really wholesome and I'm excited to go do this tonight.
Aw, that'll be really fun. I feel like playing games. You don't need a language. It's all...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, we're coloring, we're kicking a ball. It'll be fine.
Yes, I agree. Aw, that'll be really fun.
And how about you?
I'm going to say my peak of the week is hopefully this trip to London. I'm speaking for my future self for when this comes out. But like I said, hopefully I'll have some fun stories and updates. But this is, I love a good international trip with Connor and his family. I mean, our honeymoon was so fun, me and Connor going abroad and going to Europe. So I'm very excited for another trip to Europe with Connor.
Yeah, I'm stoked for you to get to go to Europe. I think this is my longest gap of not going to Europe and I miss it. There's nothing like Europe.
I know. I'm like, I need to go. Last year, I got to go to a lot of countries. And I'm like, I got to do that again. I got to keep going to as many countries as possible because I feel like, especially me and Connor do want to have kids in the future. I'm like, I feel like life just stops real fast with the traveling. Of course, you can always do it, but I'm with you. I'm like, let me get all these trips out and do things far away while it's still easy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a quick side story because I need you guys to help me manifest this. So I put my apartment on some home exchange Facebook groups.
Oh, nice.
I have not approved this with my apartment owner yet. So I'm hoping this is one of those situations where if I find the perfect family to switch with, then I can show him all of the evidence and be like, listen, nice family, low risk. And so I need you guys to help me manifest that my building owner is cool with this route. Because if he is, then I'm down to sign like 2 more years here because I'm like, then we can travel like anywhere in the world doing these home swaps, which is epic and makes it way more affordable. And if you register on one of those like home exchange sites, the insurance is included.
Oh, nice.
It's like $200 a year or something. But then you're like, I don't know, there's more security because it's kind of like Airbnb where you have a profile and then it's not just like, okay, giving this person full access to my entire life. Hope all goes well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's,
fingers crossed, that would like make my 2025 so much better if that could come to fruition.
Yeah. And you live in the perfect place to do that kind of thing. So why not take advantage of it and try it out?
I know. It's like making me think like, oh, if this works, I always have to live in a cool place then that people want to come to just so I can leave.
Yeah. Have that flexibility. That's a great service. I'm manifesting that for you. It sounds like it's going to work out.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, listener peaks of the week.
Yes. Here's a good one. Hania said, my sister Camila's prom was so, so special. It was a cute family day and she looked absolutely beautiful. Yay. Love that for aww. Camila. Obviously, I know these people and I'm so happy that prom went well.
Lindley said, my friend brought me back 200 grams of matcha from Japan and I'm so stoked. That is a good friend right there. I am happy for you.
Kat said, my mental health has just been feeling so good lately. It's almost summer and life is worth living. I love that. And I had to read that one with this today's episode. It's just perfect timing.
Okay, another Japan one. So I'll just read this one too. Abby said, booking Japan for the summer. Love that you guys are making summer travel plans. It's also part of this episode in a way of like, okay, you know, you still have time to make some really cool trips on the calendar. It's only May and you don't want to get to the end of the summer and be like, wow, I wish I had done all of these things. So before it gets too late, we're going to share some stuff to make your summer memorable and magical.
As always, send in your peaks on our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast.
All right. As far as format, I think Kara and I are just going to go one for one. And there's no specific theme besides things that we just have enjoyed over years past or things we're looking forward to this year. Anything to add to that or should we jump in?
No, I think we can jump in.
All right. First one for me, get a bicycle, e-bike, or moped. I'm telling you, my life changed mostly for the better when I got a moped. Of course, a car is great. It's very convenient. Trust me, AC in a car is nice. Being able to wear whatever you want is nice, or if you have like a lot of groceries or something. But if you live somewhere and you don't have a vehicle, getting a moped or a bike is a great solution to public transportation. Or if you have a car and you can afford it, it just makes little errands like going to get a coffee or going to get some flowers or a couple fresh produce items so fun. I don't know why it makes it different, but the feeling of the fresh air like blowing into when you're on a moped and everyone smiles at you. I think that's what it is. Like everyone going past, not really here in Tulum because every person has a moped, but when I drive my moped in Omaha, people literally stop and roll down the window and they're like, hi, I like your moped. Or
you're a celebrity.
You and your dog look really cute. Yeah, like everyone just comments or smiles. I've had like full blown interrogations at lights before. They're like, how much was it? How fast does it go? What year is that? Do you need another license? Like, and I'm like, oh, gotta go. And then we just drive off. So as you can tell, I'm getting very excited about it, but truly it is so fun. And bonus points if you have a friend or family member that has one, because when I go back to Omaha and Jesse and I just drive our mopeds around, it's like, that's what we do. I can't wait till I can get a motorcycle one day, but for now, moped, e-bike does the trick.
Oh, I love that. I feel like every year I say I want to get a bike and I still haven't done it. There's literally so many on Facebook Marketplace. I'm talking bicycle. I don't know if I have the necessity for a moped. Just unfortunately where I live, everything's like a 20-minute drive, like a 15-minute drive. And I'm kind of scared to take the moped that far. But a bicycle would totally be great for where I'm situated. But I don't know. Maybe this is going to be the push this year because I'm with you. I love a good bicycle ride.
I mean, even e-bikes really are a good option. My sister has one and I have ridden. I never know if I should use drive or ride with mopeds and bikes because
yeah.
I feel like you're riding them. But if they're powered as an e-bike or a moped, they have a motor. So then you're driving it kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. But some of those e-bikes, they go pretty fast.
Yeah. And they're everywhere now. I feel like I was at Costco and they had an e-bike for like $300. Which I'm not saying $300 is nothing, but I'm like, I feel like they used to be like $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be much more expensive. Maybe it was more than $300, but I remember being like, wow, this is so much more affordable than I thought it was.
And like you interact with your community environment different. I swear, like when you're in a car, it's so easy to just have blinders on and go quickly and go from point A to point B. But when you're on a bike or a moped, you notice your surroundings in an entirely different way and you're going slower. So it makes you be more present and you're in the elements. So there's also like a bit of not even grit, but depth maybe is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've gone on long enough about it, but highly recommend.
Okay, well, keeping in line with the modes of transportation I can add to this. So my parents have a very old convertible. We have a vintage convertible that's been in our family for, I don't know the math, over 50 years. It was at my wedding. It was our getaway car because it was my grandma and grandpa's convertible. So they bought it in like 1970, I want to say. And we've had it ever since. My dad has it. And one of the best things to do when the weather gets nice is to go in the convertible, go for a convertible ride. It has a working speaker so you can play your music. And same thing with you on the moped. Being in a classic vintage car just brings so much happiness to everybody. People driving by being like, oh my gosh, my family used to have this car. Like when I was a baby, I used to ride in this car. Or just, I don't know, bringing that fun music and like putting your hands up. I feel like people just like love to see that energy. And it's always a good conversation starter, even at lights. People roll down their windows and talk to you and ask about the car because it's a bright orange Caprice Classic is the type of convertible it is. So my parents are currently moving to Charlotte, North Carolina. Riley graduated from college where he was playing baseball. They were in Birmingham for a couple of years. So now they're going to Charlotte and I'm excited. It's actually very close to where my grandpa lives and he lives down at the beach in North Carolina. So I'm hoping we can take the convertible to the beach and can drive around there. Otherwise, I'm going to visit my family this summer in Charlotte. We'll definitely be doing some convertible rides.
Wow, that is iconic. Especially seeing like a dog in a convertible too. Dogs in convertibles and Jeeps also like make me smile so much. I'm just like, oh, they're living their life.
Living their best life. Absolutely.
That's really cool. I love that your family has kept it all these years and in such good condition. That's amazing.
Yes, we're very lucky because it was at my grandma's house, I think until around 2008, 2009. And then Brady and my grandpa, my mom's dad, so it's my dad's mom's car and it was his dad's car, but he passed. But then my mom's dad and Brady, for some reason, drove it over to Omaha way back in 2009. And it was like a whole thing. Like imagine driving a vintage car across the country. Like it was such a process. It broke down at one point. I'm sure Brady can tell the story. Like it was quite the adventure, but yeah, we've been keeping it up. And there was like a whole story of getting it to my wedding. Like my dad really didn't want to bring it because, you know, with these older cars, driving them from Birmingham to Charleston, like that was pretty stressful. I think that was like an 8-hour drive. And just like with old cars, you'd be careful with how far you drive it. So he was so stressed about it. But then once we got it there, he got it tuned up and took it to like a mechanic. And this mechanic loved the car so much that he gave it like the best tune up, like literally fixed it 10 times over what any other mechanic has done in the last 20 years. And he was like, okay, this was meant to be. We were supposed to bring it to Charleston because this guy like literally charged him basically nothing, but then like put in so much maintenance and care into the car. He's like, it hasn't run like this in so long. Like it's running so well. So there's another little fun story about the convertible. Was like, it was stressing my dad out so much to bring it to Charleston for our wedding, but then it all worked out and now it's running so much better.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, but your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere? I know I have, and what I've learned is that a lot of these issues are tied to hormonal imbalances. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in, today's sponsor. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy, just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part, after taking this quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the hormone quiz myself, and it gave me some personalized insights into what might be happening with my hormones and how I can feel better. One of the recommendations I got was taking Hormone Harmony, which helps with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, and more. And it's an herbal formula that fine-tunes the hormonal system. It doesn't just help with progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, but it also helps with stress hormones such as cortisol, which is a huge troublemaker that can contribute to weight gain, fatigue, and many other things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It's become such an essential part of many women's daily routines, with over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. In fact, a survey found that 86% of women lost weight and 77% saw an improved mood, while 100% said they felt like themselves again. If you're ready to start feeling like yourself again, head to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone harmony quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with our code AlreadyFriends at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AlreadyFriends for 15% off today.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Yay. And then you got the amazing memento of having it at your wedding. And
yes. My grandma seeing
it. Without the memory of something going wrong happening. It got there safely and was all a good thing.
Yeah. And the getaway car was an actual family car, which I feel like makes it so much more special. Okay. Please continue on.
Okay, I'll divert from modes of transportation, even though I could definitely talk about boats, but I feel like boats are your thing. So I'll leave that for you if you want to talk about it. I'm going to go in for rodeos. This might be like my favorite one for summer. A summer is not complete to me if I did not go to a rodeo. They are so fun, especially if you get really into it and you make it a whole bit, like you book it in advance and maybe you go to the carnival beforehand and you wear the cowboy boots and you got your outfit and you can corral a group of friends and maybe go get some beers beforehand, or if that's not up your alley, something else that's kind of on theme with the rodeo. I just feel like they are such a good time, and I love seeing the cowboys and cowgirls with their animals, and the ones that require like barrel racing, like the cowboys and cowgirls, to have such a connection with their horse. I'm like, this is so beautiful. Like, you guys are one. You're the same together, and look at you go. And then I get emotional, like, that I didn't have a horse girl upbringing. Had some time with horses when I was a kid for a little bit, but like, my dream life is to have a farm in the countryside with horses, and going to rodeos like helps me remember to like keep that as my North Star. And not every place has them, but there's definitely a lot of rodeo websites that if you look them up, the schedules are probably already all out for the whole summer, because they're like a pretty big production to coordinate all of the moving parts. So even if you drive a couple of hours to go to one, I think so worth it.
Wow, that's really fun. Yeah, I think there's so many fairs and state fairs that there's plenty of opportunities for going to one. I agree. And I love that. I feel like social media kind of plays a part in people getting more into the bit and like really embracing it. But I think that's a good thing. Like, I love that people are embracing rodeos. I love people are embracing like Renaissance fairs or medieval fairs, like all those different categories. I'm here for all of it. Still have not been to one of the Renaissance things, but those look fun too.
I actually have been to the Renaissance fair a few times.
Oh my gosh.
As well.
When was this?
My mom's brother was into them. So as a kid, we would go and like watch them do the jousting. And
oh my God. I love it.
Yeah.
Now that I'm into all the nerdy, medieval-ish inspired books, I'm like, I like it. I'm here for it.
Well, I mean, I guess we can segue with some other types of festivals too, because there's like hot air balloon festivals, food truck festivals. You can even go to festivals for a certain dog breed, mm-hmm. like golden retriever meetups or any sort of outdoor gathering that has a common interest. There's the paper lanterns, water ones, races. I feel like a lot of those can seem cheesy or not that fun. And it's like, ugh, I got to get tickets or I got to plan ahead and there's going to be all these people and crowds and parking. But like, do you ever regret going to those things?
No.
I feel like they're fun.
Yeah. People put their passion in coordinating these events. I feel like you can feel their care and enthusiasm for these events when you're there.
Agreed. Are there any on your list this summer that you really want to go to?
Well, I guess similar to that, I'm definitely embracing with warmer weather, smaller concert venues or even just live music on a patio. And that was definitely reminding me of what you were just saying, because I feel like I've been to Coachella and I've done these massive music festivals and they are very fun, but it's just like so expensive. And I remember being at Harry Styles and Billie Eilish, the headliners of Coachella, and they are literally, if you hold out your hand in front of you, they are smaller than like your pinky nail. Like that is how far away you are from seeing them. I mean, you could obviously push through to the crowd or you could have waited and been a lot closer. But as someone who just like walked up when it was starting, I'm like, I am so far away that they are literally smaller than my fingernail in my eyesight. So for me, I think to save money and even get like a better concert experience, I'm definitely going to be looking into smaller music festivals. There's one in St. Louis called Evolution Music Festival. I'm going to look into going to that this summer. And I've just been getting ads for smaller ones. Even the people who knew about like Hinterland in Iowa before it blew up, now that one's blown up. But that was a great example of a smaller music festival that you could have a very intimate experience and it wasn't any Coachella or massive thing. I think now it's blown up on TikTok. So for all the OG Hinterland goers, I'm sure they're very distraught. But yeah, if you can find any of those, I feel like that's such a better experience. You can actually see and hear the music, be close up. I'm appreciating that more.
I love that. And then it makes it more obtainable too, because you don't have to plan as far in advance, like hotels and scheduling. You can go for the evening or for an afternoon, the day, and it's not that much of a commitment.
Yeah, like I was just in Omaha and I got to hang out with Jesse and we went to dinner and then right across the street, there was just like a little outside concert going on. It was a reggae band. And we're like, you know what? This is so funny. We're just dancing along right in the front row with our little drinks. And I'm like, this is fun. Live music is fun. I feel like it's people are appreciating it more now. And it's fun to have nice weather and be enjoying music and dance with people and stuff.
I agree. Anytime there's live music somewhere, I do think it does a lot to add to the atmosphere.
Yeah. Even if we knew none of the songs, none of the words, there were some original songs in there. The band was killing it. They had some groupie fans. Like there was a couple ladies who we were talking to. They go every single weekend and they were front row, knew all the words. It was really, really cute.
Well, all piggybacking right off of them going every single weekend, I wrote down do something that's set each day of the week. For me lately, that's been going to this outdoor movie that's on the beach. I even went last night by myself and I did fall asleep, but I went and it was actually kind of nice because I was like so comfortable on the couch, like cuddling with peaches, listening to the ocean. And I was like, I'm still glad I got out of the house. And it helps something with my brain having something that's every single week, because then I think back and I'm like, what happened between when I came here last week and today? Like, did that go really fast or did that go really slow? It helps give me a measure on how much I am romanticizing my life, or if I just feel like I blinked and oh my gosh, it's already this day of the week again, or if I feel like, wow, no, we like did a lot of other stuff. I feel good. I got stuff done on my to-do list. I saw people. I'm making progress on my goals. Because I think when you get into autopilot, that's when life starts to move really fast and you just feel like you blink and the month is over. And if possible to maximize your life, I think you want to avoid that as much as possible if you can. I mean, of course, we all need routine and some stability, but if you don't ever break it up or have things to look forward to, then you can just feel like your life is passing you by very quickly. So for me, a good balance between that is having like one thing per week that I do each week on the same day. And I feel like spring and summer, because of the better weather. That's when a lot of, I don't know, events or activities, sports have more of a consistent schedule, like a farmer's market every Saturday. Maybe you go get your fresh flowers and your produce every week from the farmer's market, or your bread, something that you can look forward to and have, I don't know, just something that takes a little longer than if you would just go get your same loaf of bread at the groceries with everything else.
Definitely. Last summer, spring, for me, it was our sand volleyball league. That was either Tuesdays or Thursdays at 8 or 7 p.m. And that was exactly what you're saying. It was a fun thing to look forward to on the calendar every week. Me and Emma, one of my friends that was on the team, we literally just realized we missed signups for this year by a week. The signups closed on Easter. We're like, dang it, we weren't thinking about this that early. That's my one qualm with the sand volleyball leagues here, is that you just sign up 2 months before. Because I'm like, it was cold out by the time that signups closed. And I'm like, wait, now that's warm, I'm thinking about it. And it's already closed. So hopefully either we find another league or we do it next year. But here's a reminder for anyone who's thinking about doing some sort of weekly activity. Sign up now, because that stuff fills up fast.
Wait, sad. You loved that sand volleyball league.
I know. Maybe they'll have someone drop or something. I don't know. Or we can join a different league. We'll figure it out. But I know me and Emma were so sad because, it wasn't on the top of our mind and then we missed it. But maybe we can find something else. Very similar to that, too. I love the clubs in bigger cities, like the cold plunge clubs where you jump into Lake Michigan in Chicago or in Austin. I feel like they go to Barton Springs. There's a bunch of different clubs in these bigger cities of different things you can do on a Friday morning or Saturday morning. And I would love to do one in St. Louis, a walking club or maybe like a picnic club out on Art Hill and Forest Park, kind of like what I was talking about last week, where people just go on Friday nights and set out a blanket and hang out. I don't know if I'll be coordinating this or someone else is going to coordinate this, but I'm going to keep an eye out for it. If not, maybe I need to start one, because I just love the idea of a consistent time once a month or every other week where people can just get together and hang out and meet.
Yeah, very similar to that. I put find a walk or run club, and if there's not one, maybe you should start it. When people ask me about starting the podcast, I always give them the advice of that doesn't necessarily mean that if you start something, you have to commit to every week indefinitely. So if you did want to start a picnic club, a walk club, a run club, some sort of game for the summer, you could just say, June to August and see how it goes, or even do 1 month to start or host a one-time activity to gauge turnout before being like, oh my gosh, I committed to doing this forever. Like my friend who does Tulum Dinner Club here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, you've given up every Thursday of your life for since I know you when you started it a year ago. Like, good for you. Same when we started the podcast, I didn't mentally really grasp if we say every week, that means every week forever until we decide not to, I guess. But thankfully, we love the podcast and we're happy to keep doing it. But just a realistic approach that if you feel like, oh, I don't know if I can do this forever, you can just say it's a summer thing or a 1 month long thing.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. For anyone listening that wants to do something similar, because I see these popping up all over, little summer walking clubs. I know the ones in Chicago. It's, it's like Friday cold plunge club. I don't even know. It's something very specific, but you're right. They only do it for 8 weeks out of the year and they post the dates that they're doing it. And it's just in the summer and then they're done. So good inspo for anybody that's thinking about taking that initiative. Because I love that people get that kind of stuff together.
Absolutely. All right. Next on your list.
I mean, I would be remiss not to say one of the things I'm most excited for is going to my community pool. I love the neighborhood has a pool and I walk to it. That's one of my things I did last summer that I loved. I would just walk to the pool. So I'm getting a good half mile there and then half mile back, a good mile of steps in and warming up a little bit. So when I get there, if I want to jump in or just even get 30 minutes, 45 minutes of sun by the pool, just during a work day or I don't know. Luckily I work from home, so this is not realistic for everybody, but one of my favorite rituals is trying to get to the pool at least once a week and just letting myself work by the pool, respond to emails, edit, read. And yeah, even if it's just for 30 minutes, I feel like that's still so worth it. Just get some sun, support the community, pay the admission fee. And yeah, along with that, I am excited to be reading this summer. I love a good summer read. For our next book club, we're doing the book Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez, which is definitely a summer beachy kind of vibe book. And I'm also reading this new series, not new, but for me it's new, Red Rising. And I read the first book. I think there's 8 books and it's so good. So for me, another thing I'm just looking forward to this summer is lots of time to read by the pool, at the beach, while I'm doing any of the fun summer travels. And yes, love my Kindle. Got a Kindle probably a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years now. And it's the best thing ever.
Honestly, one thing I miss about living in the Midwest is the lack of bugs, because I love being outside, but living in the jungle, there are mosquitoes, even the ants bite, like Ooh. Little flies that bite. Things are gnarly here. And like this morning, how I said I've like been going for my morning walk to the park. Afterwards, I was like trying to do some tricep dips on this bench, and literally my arms were like getting bit alive by these bugs. And then I was like trying to sit down and journal, like crawling all over my legs, biting me. And if you're at the beach, kind of same, but like little sand bugs, or it's just like itchy and the wind is blowing. And I really thought living in Tulum, I would be like outside all the time reading and journaling, but it's a lot better in theory than in practice. So I need to find a way around that, because I'm not trying to spray myself with like deep mosquito spray.
Right.
But I don't know, to be figured out for the summer.
Working on a solution.
A lot of local like restaurants here, they light copal so people don't get like bit alive while they're eating dinner. So maybe I need to see if I like make a copal mask of myself before I go to the park.
Yeah. Nuts, a bummer for sure. But yeah, ask around. I feel like there has to be a solution, something not deep.
Mm-hmm. Because I do feel like that's valid in other places in the U.S. too, like especially more wooded areas. There's nothing worse. Like you're having a cute picnic and then you're just getting eaten alive. You're like, this looks so pretty. I'm having such a good time. But and it's like, I think some bugs are cute. Like it's a part of nature. But if you're getting bitten, it's not that fun. Or like tick season, also going to like plant a reminder here for your pets, because that is this time of year when Clay and I went to a picnic. I guess it wouldn't have been last summer, but the summer before, we were picnicking in this park. And I was like, there's going to be ticks. Clay was like, no, it's fine. And then I like look at him and Peaches, and there's like ticks on both of them. And I was like, I'm done. Get me out of here.
I do not mess with ticks. I'm out. I'm not trying to get Lyme disease. That terrifies me.
Agreed, Tim. It's not the tick. It's the Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Like,
that's so scary. Yeah, that's
such a life-changing thing.
And for the mosquitoes part, I have a very good recommendation if you're in the U.S. Thermacell. It's this brand. I'll link it. It's called Thermacell Mosquito Repellent. It's this little box that I got at Lowe's. And I was like, I'm down to try anything, because our backyard gets a little buggy in the summer with mosquitoes and whatnot. And you literally just turn it on and it like lights some sort of incense. And it works so well. Like literally the mosquitoes keep away for at least 10 to 15 feet. I will say I've not looked into if it's toxic or not. It has no smell. So it doesn't smell like anything toxic. Like you can't even tell it's burning. But yeah, definitely if that's something that you're concerned about, I have no idea if it's toxic or not. But it 1,000% works, and it's literally $20 and you can get it at Lowe's. So I will link that. That definitely works for keeping the mosquitoes away.
Okay, good shout. I also see those bracelets that they put on babies and kids sometimes, which I would also assume and hope that those are less toxic if you're putting it on a baby's wrist. So maybe those I could look into if they have adult ones.
I was talking to my sister before this, and I'll make my last one this one. McKenna's birthday is in July. It's July 27th. It's a great birthday. But now we have a tradition that we do some sort of trip, or I get together with her and we celebrate her birthday. So I'm definitely looking forward to that this summer. Last summer, we did a girls' trip plus our friend Hania to Hvar, Croatia. And that just set the bar so high for McKenna's little birthday getaway get together. So now for this year, we don't know what we're doing. We have not planned anything yet, but we're definitely going to plan some sort of trip with us going somewhere, maybe in the US, maybe international. Depends on how much work she can get off, honestly, with PTO. And that is definitely a new tradition that I just look forward to so much, because I'm like, this is going to be such great sister time. And it's all the summer vibes. Like, we definitely have to go somewhere at the beach, or at least somewhere at the pool where we can enjoy outside. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that a lot.
I love that. And I think that that's good of you as a big sister, because I feel like when you're a kid, summer birthdays kind of get gypped because everyone goes away for the summer, because my sister's birthday is July 24th. And we always had a hard time planning birthday parties because like everyone was always gone. They were on their vacation or had softball or whatever was happening. So I don't know if that was the case for McKenna, but maybe now in her adult life, she gets good birthdays now.
That is a good question. I don't know. We'll have to ask her how that worked out with her birthday. I know. Oh, actually, no, it was my birthday party. But at one birthday party, this is not about her, I guess, but it was at my birthday party. McKenna, we went ice skating. So I'm like, wait, that was in the winter. But no, it was my birthday party. McKenna fell ice skating, got a concussion. So that's like the only memory I had when you said McKenna's birthdays. I thought about that. I'm like, oh, how she literally had to go to the hospital and was like concussed at the birthday party. But again, that was my birthday. So I'll have to ask her. I don't really remember her birthday parties. Maybe that's an indicator that what you're saying is correct. So we'll find out. We'll update you guys. But yeah, that is sad when you're in school and everyone's gone on summer break.
Yeah, same for like the people whose birthday is around Christmas. I'm always like, ah.
Yeah.
Sorry for you.
Or Thanksgiving. Oof. Mm-hmm. That sucks. All right. What's your final thing you're looking forward to romanticizing?
My final one is the definition of romanticizing, which to me, I think means elevating something so that you can enjoy it more, or taking something that could be a mundane errand or task and trying to see the fun in it, or do it in a way that it feels less like an errand and more like a fun activity. So trying out zero waste stores is my final thing. And whether it's for grocery shopping, like the Zero Waste store in Omaha, they have some food, they have a lot of dried goods like rice, pasta, nuts, teas, but they also have beauty items and home cleaning items and stuff for babies. Like they have a whole wide range. And I think that moving towards, I don't think it's possible really to be completely zero waste this day and age, but moving towards more sustainable habits is definitely something you do in chunks. Like to fully 180 your life into zero waste would be a massive shift. So I think like small sustainable changes in time are going to be more enjoyable and you're going to actually stick with them. So there's some things that I'm like really particular about with zero waste. And then there's things that like I'm not that particular. Like I'll always go out of my way to get the compostable dog poop bags, but then I'll get like a matcha to go in a plastic cup sometimes. So I think it's like a balance, but it's fun to go and see what resonates with you. And personally at home, I have open shelves and also had open shelves in my last two apartments. And I love seeing my clear glass containers with all of my dried goods. Like to me, that is so much prettier than like all of these plastic or paper boxes. And then I can really see what I have, like all my spices, even like the peanut butter is in a jar like that, the cinnamon sticks, oats. We have everything, tons of glass jars. And also with this being a process, like it took me quite a while to thrift a lot of glass containers because I was like, I don't know if it defeats the purpose if I also go buy a ton of new glass containers. So I wanted to thrift them or find vintage ones. And then they look really pretty as a collection out on my shelves. But that could be a fun thing if you feel like you have free time and want, I don't know, to feel green about something.
Yeah. And nowadays it's mutually beneficial. Using plastic in high amounts is not very good for our bodies, unfortunately. And not saying I'm perfect either. I'm with you. I'm literally have a to-go coffee next to me, but it is an incentive for us as well to use lots of glass and to consume less plastic. Like there's that one story of some lady who works high up in plastics and she doesn't allow any plastics in her house. It's like, okay, they know this is not great for us. I know I actually have been doing bar soap in my bathroom. And I like how it looks, but sometimes Connor's like, no, we need to go buy like a hand soap if people come over. I'm like, why? Who cares? But I'm with you. I'm all about the small changes. And I think that's a very good message to end on.
Thank you. And I'm also team bar soap.
I think it's cute.
I'm with you.
And yeah, like the same. Purple ones. Like there's a very cute soap company here, Kind. And they make the cutest packaging ones, like little paper wrapped. Such good gifts. If you guys ever need a gift, go to Kind Soap Company. And they have all the cute different colors. And there's these two guys on TikTok that do home decor icks. And one of them says a not ick, something that he likes. I'm like, what's the opposite of an ick? But something that he likes is the bar soap. And I'm like, okay, these two fashionable high taste guys like the bar soap, then we're good.
Well, for me, it's about having as few labels in my house as possible because I want to feel like I'm being advertised in my house. And unless it's like a really cool brand, I'm like, I don't need Suave advertising to me in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. So I think it's much more tasteful and elevated to have unpackaged or non-branded things because they're also more timeless. And I don't know, to me, I just really like them. So for our bathroom in our house, yeah, there's no hardly any labels.
Another funny sustainable one that some people like, it's just funny. So the bar soap can be controversial because some people like hate bar soap for some reason. I don't know. Another one. So probably 2 years ago, we bought a bidet for our bathroom. And at first I was going to be so embarrassed when people come over and like see the bidet. Cause in the US, it's just like not normal. And it does look kind of ugly and weird. I'm like, who cares? Whatever. At least my butthole is clean. I don't care. I'm over the judgment. But it was so funny because last night I went over to my friend's house and I was like, can I use your restroom? And she was like, okay, wait, heads up. I'm really embarrassed, but we recently bought a bidet. And if you see that in there, I know it's so embarrassing. I'm like, wait, this is so funny because I had that exact same panic when we bought ours. Like, were people going to judge us? We have a bidet. And I'm here to say that it's one of the most unsexy things I've ever bought, but it's so worth it. You literally use way less toilet paper. So much less wasteful. And it's not embarrassing. It's actually, now I'm like, I think it's more embarrassing to not have one. So that's my take on bidets.
I love that. And did you see that TikTok of the waxer talking about...
Yes. Oh my God, we need to link that. I'm writing this down. We have to link this video. I sent that to like three people. I'm like, this is the most repulsive video I've ever watched in my entire life. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, okay, well, I know I'm not this lady. I'm not that client because I use a bidet. It was basically this lady saying that people come in and get their like their waxes with poopy butts. I'm like, or they like wipe
and
back to front.
Even worse. Yeah, like feces in their vaginal discharge. And she was like in crumbs
believe.
Of toilet paper for like a long time. And I'm like, that's heinous.
I cannot.
But let me say, in women's defense, the female sex body education was really lacking. Like, these were things that I feel I came to on my own, and I'm grateful that I have parents that are hygienic and, I don't know, just obtain this. But if no one tells you, I could see how maybe you didn't, because how even we're like, oh my God, a bidet, like people don't really like talk about this stuff out in the open. Like, it's not like you get to fifth grade and they're like, okay, these hygienic things are like really not okay. It just, a lot goes unsaid. And I do appreciate that she made that video because based off of how many views and comments it had, it clearly is a problem and people don't know some basic hygiene practices. So yeah, we will link that if you want to do a self-check.
If you want to be shocked, I'm like, this is crazy, but I hope that I'm not that person to my waxer. I feel like she would tell me. I love my waxer. If anyone needs a recommendation, I'll link her to in the show notes. Her name's Kara as well. And I have fully believed since going to her that if you have a good waxer, your wax is not going to hurt. Like, it does not hurt. And when I've gone to other people, whether I was out of town or Kara was out of town, I had just gone to somebody else in the same studio that maybe wasn't as experienced as her, and it was like a little more painful, I'm like, oof, I gotta stick with my girl. She knows what's up.
And being hydrated.
Yeah, hydrated, not drinking coffee beforehand. You really shouldn't have caffeine. Trying not to go when you're on your period, because you can, and you just wear a tampon, but it's just, you're more inflamed. It's just going to hurt a little bit more. It's better to go when you're closer to ovulation. There's lots of good tips, but yeah, all in all, I'm sorry for the bidet side tangent on our summer romanticizing episode, but it just happened.
Hey,
it just went with
this
it.
Is bikini season. We're looking out for the girls.
You can't have a poopy butt at the pool. Oh my God. Okay,
we're having
anything else?
No, love to end on this. This, it's a hygienic summer.
A hygienic girl summer.
We're amazing. Clean. Well, thank you guys for listening. It's fun hanging out with you today. We'll be back next week. And that's it.
Thanks for being
Bye.
Here.
Bye.
Bye.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.